Well, look at that. This is me, Morgan Maiman, calling in to Comedy Folkcast. Well, I've been listening since, oh my, about 7, 8 years now, since about 2010, and that's when I first heard about Little Wicker Baskets. Well, I just want to say how wonderful and splendid and magnificent Little Wicker Baskets are. And also to say this, Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere. Well, look at that. That's it. I'm done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
The Comedy Forkcast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forkcast, episode 454. Basically, holidays.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forkcast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forkcast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForkcast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's the Basically Podcast Show with your host, Lenny Treetop. Brought to you by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere. And now, here's your host, Lenny.
Hi, this is Lenny. And basically, this is episode, Rick. Basically, I think I'm going to start naming my episodes after people I knew in grade school. Wow, that idea rocks.
Like, whatever.
Oh, hey, Cindy. Are you here for my special?
Like, what special?
Basically, my holiday special.
Do you mean like your Christmas special?
Basically, yes. And no.
Like, Lenny, what holiday are you celebrating?
Basically, every holiday. Every year, I take one day and basically celebrate every single holiday there is during the year. It saves a lot of time because basically, I'm a busy guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what did you do yesterday?
I did breathing exercises.
And did they, like, help?
Not really. Basically, I still have to breathe out every time I breathe in.
Like, sounds complicated.
Okay. So, basically, it's time to start the special.
For the Basically Podcast Show Holiday Special, starring Lenny Treetop and his downstairs neighbor, Cindy. Join Lenny and his guests, Tom Hanks, Queen Latifah, Donald Glover, Prince William, an unwelcome appearance by Zach Galifianakis, plus the world premiere of a duet by Katy Perry, and an exclusive interview with every living Australian. Take it away, Lenny!
Like, what the heck was that?
Basically, I forgot to give the announcer a guest list. So basically, I think they got a little upset. But that list rocks.
So you don't, like, have any of those people?
No, but maybe next year. Basically, though, I did invite some guests. That might be one of them. Basically, come in.
Hey, Danny Hillcrest here.
Like, yay.
Basically, hi, Danny.
I love it.
Like, you know what's going on here?
I sure do, which is pretty rare. I'm here to celebrate all the holidays, especially my favorite one, the 15th of August.
Like, why? What happens then?
Hello, August 15th only happens once a year, twice at the most.
That rocks.
Like, come in.
Hi, I'm Derek.
And I'm Rory.
We're here to celebrate Rory's favorite holiday.
Yeah. Take a panda to lunch day. Bamboo!
Like, wow. I dig pandas. Where is it?
Actually, Rory has never seen a panda in person.
Yeah, it's true. Update Wikipedia. But I keep checking all the restaurants, right? And if I ever see a panda ordering surf and turf with a side salad, zap! The tab is on me! Oi, oi, oi!
Like more? Come in.
Dick Bando is here.
Like, I never expected you to, like, show up at something like this.
Dick Bando assumes there would be snacks. Dick Bando never turns down chips and salsa. Now, point Dick Bando to the selection of fine wines.
But, like, what holiday are you, like, celebrating?
Dick Bando!
That's not, like, a holiday.
Dick Bando begs to differ.
Like, the door is already open. Like, Dick forgot to close it.
Dick Bando!
This is Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, ace investigative field reporter for the Middling Fair Courier Times Roman Bold Italic, here to celebrate my favorite holiday.
Like, what is that?
It's the Ides of March.
Why?
Great Caesar's Ghost.
Like, what?
You can't get to Great Caesar's Ghost without the Ides of March. Check the history books. Gah! Doesn't anyone read anymore?
What in the name of the stateroom scene from A Night at the Opera is going on in this apartment?
Like, hey, Miss Fallmacher.
Oh, no. It's already time for Lenny's holidays party, isn't it?
You, like, know about this?
Goodness, yes. I sponsor it. It's all part of some community service tax write-off. I let my accountant handle those details. So, if I may have everyone's attention. If I could have everyone's attention. Put a sock in it, people.
Far out.
Pump up my jam, Mr. DJ. Hello, I'm Abby Fallmacher, owner of the Little Wicker Basket Company. Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere. And whether you're looking for a basket strong enough to permanently lock away that creepy elf on the shelf, or big enough to hold your collection of holiday D&D equipment, dreidels and decorations, that is, we have what you're looking for. I'm here to introduce my newest basket, the All Holiday Handler Hangable Handy Basket. It's perfect for every occasion, from New Year's Day to New Year's Eve. It can hold Easter eggs, Christmas cards, or whatever the heck it is you get on Boxing Day. Flip it over to make a perfect menorah or Kwanzaa Kanara stand. Use it as a shovel to dig a hole for your hippy-dippy Arbor Day burial rituals. Hold it up to your face and look through the slits when you watch the equinox. Rub it against your face at the end of Movember to get rid of that unwanted facial hair. The possibilities are endless. The All-Holiday Handler Hangable Handy Basket is a steal at $14.95, which is why I'm selling it for $29.99. Now, who wants one? Oh, and if you take two, I'll waive the third processing and handling fee.
Basically, before that happens, I want to thank everyone for basically coming to the holidays party. Holidays are important. Basically, they're a break from the hectic lives we all lead. Wow, this speech is intense. It's a good thing I do those breathing exercises. Basically, what I want to say is, every holiday is important.
Dick Bando says, oh please, there are too many holidays and every one of them is just plain annoying. You heard Dick Bando right. In fact, Dick Bando would like to complain that nonstop Christmas music starts playing the day after Halloween. Unfortunately, before Dick Bando can do that, Dick Bando needs to speak to all the people who start posting about their Halloween decorations in the middle of August. Seriously, it's like they're already hopped up on too much sugar. And speaking of stretching things too far, Dick Bando wonders how President's Day and Black Friday became sales events that last a whole month. What part of day don't they understand? And don't think Dick Bando hasn't noticed that holidays breed faster than a little wicker basket full of rabbits and tribbles. Now we have Talk Like a Pirate Day, Star Wars Day, Be Late for Something Day, even International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Yes, those are real holidays. Dick Bando would be just as happy if there was never another holiday again. Ever. Period.
Basically, wow. I'd celebrate that.
I'd be happy to be the official sponsor.
And bring pandas. Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be like wonderful. So many opportunities for
Adam. Dick Bando is going to eat a ton of chips and salsa now. And where's that wine list?
I love it.
RSS rules.
You understand
wow.
what I'm saying?
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.